Bank with branches throughout the South. Knights Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas at Kohler's, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and the Thumb Insurance Group. This game as well is a broadcast of the copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights reserved, no reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. Cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by 4G LTE Thumb Sailor. Let's talk to the Thumb. Well, we're breaking down the Cass City Redhawks. They have won the 14 of their last 15 games to finish the regular season. Their only loss was at Lakers in a very low-scoring affair. They have the offensive weapons to score points, but they've been winning with their defense, not allowing more than 50 points in the past 13 games. Cass City is currently on a 9-game win streak. The last loss comes 42 days ago in Lakers, 28-41. If Cass City wins tonight, they would improve to 18-3 on the season and take on the host USA in the district semifinals on Wednesday. The Patriots drew a first-round bye in the tournament. Now we check in with Ryan Brown with his take on Cass City's key to a victory.
Cass City's key to victory is their MO, what they've been doing all season, only allowing 42 points defensively all year. If they can hold that X to that margin or even fewer, I think Cass City's going to come away with a W here.
And it's time for one more quick break as you're listening to WLEW. That's Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent, on the sidelines. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally. But let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Hi folks, Todd Bowers here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. We have the lowest prices of any Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb area. Our award-winning service department specializes in Cummins and Power Stroke diesel engines. Our body shop quality of work is second to none, always with a loaner car at no charge. So if it's a new diesel, work on your current diesel, or body work on any model, just think of your friends at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Don't stop the party. Don't stop the party.
Now we break down the Bad Axe Hatches. They're 5-15 overall, and they're 2-0 in league play. They're tied for fifth in the GTC West. They've dropped two against Cassidy this year, 42-64 and 42-60. When Bad Axe is on the road, they're 2-9. The last road victory was North Huron over a month ago. On average, they average 52 points per game and allow 60 on defense, so a negative 8-point differential for the Hatchets. Now it's time for John Mooney's look from the Bad Axe coaches box.
Yes, Coach Jim Quinn's Bad Axe Hatchets, they have struggled a bit, but they do have the potential to play a spoiler tonight, and after the conditions are right, to watch out. Now, beyond the arc, you have senior James Canarian and also a junior Austin Termel that's going to be coming off the bench. They shoot consistently well. But the Hatchets are going to need a big game from seniors Ben Braden, Will Sutton, and Tanner Krug. All three are starting, and that's to put pressure on Cassidy's inside defense. Look for the Hatchets to play an up-tempo and pressuring the ball kind of game.
It's time for one more quick break. When we return, we'll have the tip. Cassidy versus Bannock in MHSA District.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
When the game is on the line, everyone has to be their best. That doesn't mean making the big play. That means being a good sport. Sportsmanship is the most important part of school sports. the reason they're educational, how they prepare us for the biggest game of all, the game of life. Remember, when the game is on the line, it's all about sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Well, both teams have been introduced on the starting lineups. It's now time for the tip, and this time we head down to Ryan Brown for his take on the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Bad Axe is going to need to put a complete four-quarter game together. No one half, this half. It's got to be four quarters of complete, sound, fundamentally sound basketball. And then hit a few threes consistently throughout the game, and you will see Bad Axe right there at the end, Clark.
Well, they're currently on a four-game losing streak. Last victory was, in fact, that Laker game on February 20th. With each victory tonight, Bad Axe would upset the Greater Thumb West champions, improve to 6-15 on the season, and take on the rested USA Patriots, who have a bye in the first round. Well, now we turn to the tip. Both teams have been introduced in the starting lineups. We have Cole Israelson going against number 44, Will Sutton. Let's take you through the Bad Axe starters. Matt Kramer, Ben Braden, James Canarian, Will Sutton, and Tanner Krug. On for Cass City, of course, Israelson. But Will Sutton actually takes the tip away from Israelson. Bad Axe with the ball, right to left across the radio, white jerseys, yellow stripes down the side. As number 12, Matt Kramer goes to work, kicks it back out to Brandon, the left elbow. Up to Tanner Krug, top of the key, now to Matt Kramer. Down to the left block, extended, is Will Sutton. Back out to 12, Kramer for the three, and it bounces on the top of the backboard, out of bounds, and Cass City ball. Cass City starters out there, number 2, Cody Orban, number 4, Colin Hartwick. Number 11, Jacob Perry. Number 22, Curtis Dickinson. And number 45, the big man, Cole Israelson. 7.5 to play. No score here. Cass City versus Bad Axe in USA in district quarterfinals.
Both teams in a man-to-man, by the way.
Jacob Perry over to Hartwick into Israelson. It's actually stolen away by Will Sutton. Nearly taken back by Dickinson. And here comes the Hatchets. Number 12, Matt Kramer acting as point guard over to Will Sutton. Dribbling in with the runner. This one's way off the mark. Tipped and rebounded by number 2, Cody Orban. Here comes Cass City in transition. A well-tuned, oiled machine. Orban nearly took the jump shot from the free throw line. Kikes it out to Hartwick. Back to Orban on the right wing. 6:55 to play. No score yet. Hartwick now on the right wing. Up to Perry, top of the key. Over to Dickinson, left wing, wide open. Israelson goes up for the layup on the left side after his defender falls down. This one's good. First points go to Cass City, 2-0. Israelson with them. Over to Braden, left wing. Resets the half court set, 6.5 to play, 2-0 Cass City. Braden on the left wing, deeper into the corner to Kramer. Kramer into Will Sutton at the left elbow, going against Israelson with the floater from the right side. No good. Rebound, Tanner Krug puts it back up, and this one's good. It's tied at 2 apiece, 2-2. Bad Axe versus Cass City, 6:15 left in the first.
The Hatchets are attacking exactly how they should, go right to the inside. Their outside game is a little bit suspect. I think they have one shooter on the floor that is really a bona fide three-point shooter, and that's Canarian.
And they feed it into Israelson, the left block, kick it back out to Dickinson for three from the left corner, in and out, no good, rebound, still loose. Last touch by Bad Axe, Cass City ball. New three-man system out there for the officials, new three officials, I must say. 5:56 left in the first, 2-2, Bad Axe and Cass City. Wide open in the corner is Hartwick for three. No rebound. Canarian for Bad Axe. Here comes Kramer up the court. Dribbling down to the left block. Picks up his dribble. Out to Will Sutton in the left corner. Does not have a three. Shot picks it into Tanner Krug. Off the backboard and in for two.
Nice move by Tanner Krug.
Tanner Krug with all 4 points for Bad Axe in the lead. 4-2.
Cody Orban is being guarded very closely by Ben Braden. Expect that for the whole game.
We've had two lead changes. It's only 4-2. 5:20 left in the first. Cass City with the ball. Orban for NBA 3. Top of the key. And this one's good. Cody Orban for 3. Gives Cass City the lead again. 5-4 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. 5:08 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe coming up the right to left dresser radio. Ben Braden with the ball on the right wing. Over to Matt Kramer deeper into the corner. Into Will Sutton at the left elbow extended. Ben Braden dribbles in with the jump shot from the left elbow. This is way off the mark. Rebound by the big man Israelson for Cass City. Here comes Cody Orban. 4:45 left in the first. 5-4 Cass City lead. Cordy Orban drives into the lane with the finger roll from the right side.